When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the B&B Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm here with my one and only, my favorite sister, Jill.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, guys, we're back, and we have a lot to discuss, do we not?
We do. Things are blowing up.
Yeah.
On B&B.
Yeah, there's bombs going off everywhere.
It's a landmine.
So before we get to the good stuff, let's do the church announcements. That's what James calls them. The gossip. So, all right, guys, today is Tuesday the 18th and the countdown is on. There's 13 days until I go back to LA for the bus tour and the fan event. Yay! I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And so much stuff is going to happen on this trip that I'm just so excited. I'm going to meet Candace in person, which I've been dying to do. And I'm going to Sean's comedy show, if he still has it. And let's see. Oh, we have a belly dance show this Saturday. But I'm super nervous about it because I'll be honest, I've been traveling so much that I have not been practicing. I'm not going to say at all, but I haven't been practicing almost at all.
I'm sure you'll
be fine. In case Teach is listening.
Yeah, really.
So how do you feel about the show?
I feel pretty good. We're doing the choreography that we've been working on for like almost 2 years. So I mean, I feel okay with it. You know, like,
she does practice more than me, though. Just side note.
Well, and we've practiced it a lot. I think you're going to be just fine. I mean, you know it absolutely well enough. I mean, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I always feel like I haven't practiced enough. Like, yeah. Even when I practice, like,
every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's just performance nerves, I guess. I don't know. I always feel like I'm not ready. And then it always ends up coming out fine. I would not say perfect. I don't know that it would ever come out perfect, but no major mishaps. So we can go with no wardrobe malfunction and no major mishaps, it'll all be fine.
Yeah, the wardrobe malfunction is the scariest, I think.
But it's okay. I have extra package of body tape on the way.
Well, good. Because you know I'm going to tape everything. I'm a walking piece of tape when I'm dancing. It makes
it's
noise.
So true. Tape, and more tape.
Okay, well, that's really all the news I have right now. There, with everything going on with the strike, I was nervous that the fan event would get canceled. And I was like, oh my goodness, another trip to LA with no events. Like, right. I've already paid for everything. And this is, you know... So I was like, okay, but I got an email and so far everything's still on. So I was like, so relieved. But yeah, that's all I have.
Do you have anything? That's all I have.
All right. So enough with the chit chat. On to the good stuff. Okay. So let's start with Hope and Liam. So Hope returns from Italy and Liam confronts her sort of like, Liam, I understand he's furious, okay? But I feel like he needs to bring his judginess down just a peg because he did the same thing.
Yeah, I can't even. Like, you know, I would be totally on your side if you, well, I say, I would be somewhat on your side if you didn't first thing out of the gate kiss somebody else, not just somebody, but Steffi. I'm like, was so confused. I'm like, what? And then he's all Mr., you know, like Mr., you know, moral high ground guy. I'm like, you spent that card, dude, when you locked lips with the old Steffi. Like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But it was a good scene, though. He made Hope say it.
Mm-hmm.
Say what happened. He didn't come out and say that he made her say it. And it mm-hmm. made it come out of her mouth, which was, that was a scene. I mean, they were both just, man, that was a good scene.
Yeah.
Like, so much tension and emotion. And like, it was good.
It was. I wrote down, it was so good. Like, I was so in it. Scott Clifton. Oh, man. He's amazing. And then Annika is also amazing. So like them, they play so well off each other. And I was so into it. Like, it was so sad. And yeah, he made her say it. You're right. But here's the thing. If she has to say it, how come he doesn't have to say it?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I do not know what. Honestly, I'm kind of speechless because I really don't know what to say about it. Like, I truly am speechless, which is not a good thing for a podcaster.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, trying to make sense of why is that the go-to move? Like, something's wrong. Like,
oh, because you're new. Okay, for all the people who are newer to the show, this is absolutely what Liam does. He's so frustrating. He's the biggest, like, conundrum because he's Mr. Moral High Ground, right? He's Mr. Hero of the show, okay? But he always does horrible things. And everyone's like, you know what? But he didn't mean to do it. Like, he didn't do it out of meanness. Because, I mean, he's a nice guy. I don't give a crap how nice you are. If you keep doing mean things to me, you're not that nice, are you? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I only know vaguely of the history. I mean, I know that Liam and Steffi have history. Obviously, they see her kid and there's, I know they've been through some stuff. Like, I know some of it, but it was just, it's still, I was like, I obviously don't know enough because I'm flabbergasted.
Right? Stunned too. Hope was really stunned, but I did love the dramatic. She looks over and sees the suitcase and then notices the Rome to LA tag. And I was like, I love it. I love this dramatic because her face, she was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you could almost see the wheels turning.
Like, yeah, the panic, like,
wait a minute.
Mm.
That's not my suitcase.
Yeah. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was definitely a powerful scene and shocking. Liam was, he was mad. He was as mad as I've seen him. All right. So now we're going to move on to Steffi and Finn. If you could see me right now, I really wish you guys could see me right now. Okay. Because I'm shaking my head. It's like hashtag shaking my head because Steffi tells Finn everything almost, but she doesn't tell him the most important thing. Why? Like, come on. What are you doing? You didn't kiss him. Okay. You hugged him. He grabbed you. He kissed you. But my point is, why would you not tell him Liam kissed you? That is a huge mistake.
It's going to come back to bite her for sure.
You think?
You can't. And it would be so much better had she stated what happened in that moment, right? Like this waiting and not, it looks really bad. It's so much more believable. And like, if you just say it, you know,
like you just say what happened, Like, Finn's a nice guy. He's not like Liam. He's not going to divorce you over one kiss, especially a kiss that you didn't even initiate. And
right.
She could say, I'll be honest, for a second, I was so stunned, I didn't immediately pull away, but I did pull away, right? Like, just, oof, this is,
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
And she feels guilty, too. She feels guilty. She keeps thinking about it.
Which is interesting, because what does she have to feel guilty about? I mean, I guess the thought, I guess not telling
or lying
could be it, but I'm just curious, like, why is, if the kiss didn't mean anything and it didn't stir up anything, then it shouldn't be a big deal, like, to tell Ben about it. And, like, why does she seem, I don't know.
Maybe she's scared of his reaction. Like, maybe she's scared he is going to react like Liam because they did cheat on, she did cheat on Finn with Liam when they first were dating. So maybe she's just scared, like, he might overreact. But that's still not an excuse. What? See? Uh-uh. I'm not taking up for her because that's not an excuse. Especially when Finn is a reasonable guy so far.
Right.
It's a mistake.
Yep. Big time.
All right. Let's move on to Ridge and Brooke are doing their tour, letting everyone know they're back together.
Oh, yeah.
The love tour. Mm-hmm. And we have an Eric and Donna sighting. And everyone's so happy. RJ's happy. There's like a little family happy meeting going on. And they're like, we're back together.
They're super happy.
Taylor's not.
No.
Taylor's not happy at all. She does have a conversation with Ridge and tells him as much, that she thinks he's dumb. This is stupid. He's going to get hurt. You can't trust Brooke. You know, the normal song and dance that her and Brooke always do. Or her and Ridge, too, always do.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't blame her. I mean, I'd be mad, too, if I was the one that wasn't picked. I'd be like, but I'm like the better choice. Right? Like, but I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you saying? But right. Yeah, I mean, a part of me feels bad for her, but most of me doesn't, because she needs to move on.
Yeah.
It's been a million years and he always picks Brooke, like, move on.
Yeah.
I wish they would bring someone hot for her to date.
Yeah. She just, and she's still on the, like, she did nothing wrong. Like, she seriously believes that she's not the one who broke her and Brooke's pact or whatever. She is so down on Brooke. Like, and see, and this is again where Ridge needs to buck up. If he's going to make, he's honestly making his choice as he says he is. When Taylor starts in, he needs to put a stop to it.
I agree. You know?
Like,
I agree.
Brooke does not just stand there and just, or at least I haven't seen recently. I'm sure she has in the past, but she doesn't just badmouth Taylor to Ridge constantly.
Right.
Over and over and all of her mistakes, all of her this, all of that, blah, blah, blah. She hasn't been doing that.
Right.
But Taylor is just, it's like always the personal attack. And I understand hearing her out, like, in this particular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand him letting her vent it out. Because he did just tell her he chose Brooke. And so, supposedly, there's no chance between those two. Between him and... I understand letting her vent some of it out. But I feel like at some point, he should have said, I hear what you're saying, but that is not how I feel about it. It's not how I feel about Brooke. And, you know... From now on, we can talk and, you know, we can continue, you know, we still can be friends and we have our kids and family and whatever, but I don't want to hear anything any more bad mouthing about Brooke.
Right.
You know, I know what your opinion is and you don't have to say it to me.
Right. Like, I got it.
You know, because it's just, we're already going right back into the same song and dance. Mm-hmm. They've been together 5 minutes and we're already seeing all the same stuff mm-hmm. coming back in. And it's
yeah.
just, it's stale. Like, you know, it's something needs to swerve a little bit, you know, like you said, I think it would be amazing if Taylor got a different love interest.
Right.
It'd be great. Not that I don't expect that it's always going to come back to the triangle of those three, but we could have a damn break.
No, I totally agree. Speaking of, I wrote, side note, here's what I don't want or need. I don't want or need Thomas and Hope's relationship to cause all these problems for Brooke and Ridge. We just did that storyline. Talk about stale. Oh, so Thomas breaks them up again with his crazy. This time it ain't really his fault. It's Hope's fault. Like, I don't want that. Can we please see a story where they work together as a team, as a couple? Like, I don't know, couples do? Work together as a team and get through their problems just once? That's all I'm asking, just once.
Right.
I don't need it. I don't need it, BNB. Okay? We just did that for 2 years. I don't need any more right now. I totally agree with Jill. Let's flip the script on that. Oh, and we later on in the week, we had a conversation with Brooke and Taylor. And it started out extremely, what's the word I want to use? It started out extremely snarky. And like their regular conversation, you did this, you did that. It's your fault we broke up. It's your fault we broke up. But at the end, it was, I don't want to be enemies with you. Like, we're not going to be best friends. We're never going to be best friends, but I don't want to be enemies. And then Taylor says, I just want you to be happy because that's what I'm going to try to do. So the conversation ended. It started bad, but it didn't end bad. Do I believe them? No, not at all.
Yeah, it was interesting. That was a little, that was an interesting conversation. Now I'm with you. I don't think it means much. So
yeah, it's not going to last.
No,
please. All right, let's go back to Hope and Liam for a minute. So Liam is mad. Like, this is the most like mad and hurt I think I've seen him, at least in a really long time. Oh, you know what? I have seen him this mad once. One other time, Steffi slept with Bill and he was this mad. Like, she was on the ground on her knees, begging him, like grabbing on, clutching on him, begging him not to leave her. And he was like, get off me. Get off me. Like, you shouldn't have slept with my dad. Get off me, right?
I mean,
I tripped and fell right into your dad.
Right
into your dad's lips.
Yeah. Well,
Liam has every right to be mad. Don't get me wrong. So he tells Hope, that's it. She's crying. She's begging. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did it. I can't explain it. I don't have feelings for Thomas. She lied. I don't have feelings for Thomas. I love you. Ultimately, he asked for a divorce. He said he wants a divorce. And then he, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. He walks out and there's like a dramatic scene where he's standing at the door crying. And then he leaves and goes to Spencer, where he runs into Wyatt. So now begins the everyone's gonna try to convince Liam to forgive Hope Tour.
and
he runs into Wyatt and they talk for a little bit. And Wyatt's like, feels so bad for him. He looks like he's about to cry. Like, he feels so bad for him. And then, of course, where do you think he goes next? He immediately jumps in his car and flies out to, oh my God, big shocker, Steffi's house, the Cliff house. He goes straight to see Steffi.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's really? Then?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a bad idea.
Okay, he goes there and he's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what happened. And he's like telling her everything. And she's like shocked. She's like, what? You did what? You said what? Like, she was just, wait, She's like, you need to just chill. Okay. Like, you need to talk to Hope. You can work this out. Like, it was a kiss. Like, calm down. Right. And then he has the nerve to kiss her again.
Yeah. Again.
And again. Uh-huh. Okay. Am I nuts? But again, she doesn't pull away immediately.
True. But she did let him have it.
Yes.
She did put him in his place, which I was like super happy about. Like she.
Yeah. She told him off.
Yeah. And
she said, you cannot kiss me anymore. You can't come here and kiss me. I'm a happily married woman and I'm not doing this again. We are co-parents and that's it. Go home to your wife. That's what she told him.
Right. And I look, was very I was like, proud of her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You go, wow. Girl. Right?
Yeah, she I was happy that she took that, you know, that strong of a stance. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know. But once again, guess who doesn't open her mouth about what happened?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So again, we're gonna have trouble.
We're gonna keep this a secret.
Right.
So this surprised me. Oh, back over at the cabin, Hope is not trying to keep it a secret. Like, I was surprised because most of the time when you do something that you feel bad about, you don't want to tell everyone. Like, you're not going to go and announce it. But RJ comes to see her and she ends up telling him. I mean, it took a day, but she ends up telling him the truth. What happened, what she did. And he was just like, oh, like he was very, very sweet and sympathetic. He wasn't judgy.
Right.
He didn't say, oh my God, how could you do that, Miss Perfect? How could you kiss Thomas of all people? Like he was the one person that didn't do that to her. He was like right. A good brother. Right. I loved that scene.
And he was trying his best to comfort her, but also give her encouragement and advice, like, you know, you can make it through this. You guys have made it through so much. And, you know, yeah, I thought that was a really good scene, too, I thought.
Yeah, very sweet. And then Brooke comes in. Mama Brooke comes in. And at first, Hope is like, I don't think I'm going to say anything. And then RJ's like, you got to tell her. You need to tell her because it needs to come from you. And she's like, oh, crap. So then she tells Brooke and Brooke is shook. She's like, oh, you did what? What?
Yeah. Brooke's whole world just got turned upside down.
And she said, here's the thing. Hope has some major like, you know what? She's confused. Okay. Been there. Understand. She's confused. It's that simple because in this moment, Brooke asked, wait, do you want to be with Thomas? And Hope's like, no, I want my husband. I want Liam. I want my family. Oh, no, I don't want Thomas. No. Okay. Like pretty soon in like a page of my notes, like it's that fast. She changes her mind. So mm-hmm. I think she's very confused.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brooke says, I don't understand why you would risk everything for Thomas. Like your whole family. Like, I don't get it. And Hope's like, I don't know. Because she's all distraught. And she's like, I don't know why. And da, da, da. And I wrote, yes, you do. Deep down in your gut, you do know why. You absolutely know why. You just can't admit it to yourself. Okay. You know you into Tom. You know you in to Mr. Tom. So like, why are we, you know you are. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to move on. Brooke has a conversation with Ridge and she's like, I got to tell you what happened. This makes me laugh because of, this is so accurate. The couples get together and they're like so excited to gossip, you know, like Steffi and Finn's all their conversations are them gossiping about everyone else. And that's so accurate because that's the first, I'm like, oh my God, the first thing that you tell your significant other, right, is the gossip, right? You're like, oh my God, I got to tell you the gossip. Just wait till you hear what happened. You know, like, oh, that's so, I love that because that's so like realistic. Ridge is shocked and he immediately blames Thomas. What did Thomas do now? Right? Oh no, Tommy Boy didn't do anything this time. He didn't. I never in my life thought I'd take up for Thomas. He did nothing wrong though. And oof, I'm worried.
I'm not taking up 100% because he should have pushed her. He should have put the brakes on. He has his whole, all of this work he's been doing on himself. And you know it's not right. And he keeps saying he never wanted to, you know, break up their marriage or get in the marriage. And even though he's not the one who initiated, it still takes two to tango, as they say. She's obviously hurt. She's not thinking clearly. He could have been more voice of reason.
Well, I think I feel like he did try to do that. He multiple times said, I think you're overreacting, maybe. Like, maybe you should think about it. Maybe Liam's overreacting. Like, he did stop her, but I mean, he's a guy and like, yeah. She was persistent.
I'm trying not to get ahead of us. This is what I was thinking in that moment.
Right.
Was like, but I mean, my point is, I agree with you. Mostly Thomas is, he was not the initiator and he was not doing anything shady like he used to do. And in, you know, that's why I say he's like 99% clear on this one in my book. Like,
yeah. I mean, but I'm not convinced that he's 100% innocent. Like, I'm not, I think everyone's naive. No offense, guys. But like, wouldn't it, it's very much possible that this was also a plan. I'm going to change. I'm going to turn my life around because that's what Hope wants. That's what she likes. I'm going to be perfection to get her attention. I'm not saying, look, I don't want hate mail. I'm not saying that is absolutely 100%, but I'm saying we all know how Thomas is. It's definitely a possibility.
Right. He's not beyond manipulating the situation. I mean, he's done it before. So
he did surprise me, though, because he had a conversation with Steffi at her house and she straight up just told him, like, quit. Just stop. Like, stop messing around. I already know what happened. Like, I already know what you did. I already know what happened. Quit messing around. Like, just stop. And then he tried to take the blame for it. He tried to say like, oh, well, it is not Hope's fault. It's my fault. And Steffi was like, boy, yeah, stop. Liam was there and he saw it with his own eyes. And then Thomas was like, oh, crap.
Right. That is true. He was willing to take all of the heat for it. So there is that. I mean,
I was like, wow, that's such a gentleman thing to do. That is, I was really impressed with Thomas in that moment.
Yeah, I agree.
So this whole 3 weeks that we're covering, Wyatt is constantly trying to convince Liam to give Hope another chance. He thinks it's crazy to just give up on your relationship of 15 years or whatever over one kiss.
Right.
But it really bothers Liam. I think it's just it's because she knows how much he hates Thomas. I guess it's because it's his nemesis, his enemy, right? So, like, that's what he can't get over that.
Right. Well, and his stance is she knew. She knew that that's the one person that I could not get over. Like, she knew it. And she still chose it. Like, and he just cannot get it out of his mind. Like, I mean, I get where he's coming from.
Oh, yeah. You would never be able to unsee your significant other kissing someone else. Like, that would be really hard to unsee.
And it's not, and he doesn't even make any bones about it. Like, you know, she brought up how many times she's forgiven him for way more than a kiss. And he didn't feel bad about that at all. He was like, yeah, you did. He's like, but I can't, you know? It was like, yeah. He didn't even try to make excuses about, you know, he just flat out like, yeah, you did. And you're better than I am in that sense because I can't, you know?
I think Wyatt got a little bit in his head because he went to see Hope. It didn't go well. It was her begging for forgiveness again and him saying no, and it didn't go well.
Right.
And
yeah,
and
when he went to see her again, I thought, okay, we might be getting some bridge, some little roadways are being mapped out, you know, because he did go to talk to her.
So none of Hope and Liam's conversations go well for like none of them. So
the kicker in the conversation of him for him and Hope, he flat out wanted a divorce and said as much, said, I want a divorce. And in the midst of the conversation, right, of course, Hope is devastated. And she's saying anything and everything.
Oh, yeah. She's bawling.
Please, I love you. Please don't, you know, no, you can't mean that. And our family and our this and our that. And Liam, in some point in this conversation, says something like, Steffi has tried to warn me. She tried to warn me that this was happening and da, 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 and your feelings for, and something clicked in Hope. Mm-hmm. And she was like, squeeze me. She's like, when did you talk to Steffi?
Right.
She's like, wait a minute. Oh, and then I was shocked because Hope was like, it was like really like something, a switch flip. Yeah. So she was like, wait, you, oh, I, she's like, I know how this works. You are hurt and where's the first place you go, Steffi? She's like, and so you talk about our marriage and about our intimate, you know, our personal problems, our personal interactions with her. Am I right? So we're having trouble and your first thought is to go to Steffi. She's like, all right. Like, she's like, so how often do you talk to her about our marriage and da, 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 da. And so I was like, oopsie. Cause now, you know, the dragon rears its ugly head, like the, what do they call it? The elephant in the room.
Yeah. She got serious and she did say, like, have you seen her since you've been back? Didn't she say that? Like, how many times have you seen her? Or is that my imagination? Yeah.
No, I think that's right. It was something along those lines, but
he broke her. He broke Hope.
So yeah, something switched and she was like, okay, I see how it is. And then I forget what the line was whenever he turned, whenever he said, well, I wasn't thinking about her, but I am now. Maybe she might have said something like, well, how often do you think about her? How often, you know, how often do you go there? How often do you think about her? And then he said, well, I wasn't thinking about her, but I am now.
Oh, and yeah, he did.
Like, yeah. She was almost taken up. I mean, like, she was like, oh, my God, like, he really, like, he said it, you know? Like, her, she was kind of like, what the, like, he confirmed what she was, you know? Anyway, and then that's when he left.
Once Hope realizes that Liam has been to see Steffi more than once, she's done. Like, she leaves and she goes straight to go see Thomas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Liam broke her. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And so she gets over there.
Yes. Yeah, and so I wrote, I was showing Amanda my impression of Hope, where I was like, she's like, Liam's walking out the door and he's like, no, don't go. We can fix it. I love you. You can forgive me. Da, da, da. And she's grabbing her car keys, heading out the door. Like, next thing you know, knock, knock, knock on Thomas's door. I was like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was literally like, Liam, don't leave. Hey, Thomas, what's up? Like,
What
is going on?
That's why I think she's confused. But he like made something snap in her when she realized, and she doesn't even know he kissed Steffi. She just knows that they talked about their private stuff.
Right.
Like,
and that's the first place he went. He's having trouble. They're having marital problems. And that was the first person he turned to.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Right. They're friends, but there are certain bounds. I mean, like,
they can't, you know, theirs is different though.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that shouldn't be your go-to person. He has Wyatt. He has his father. Like, there's a few people in line ahead of your first thought flying to step. That's a problem. Yeah.
For sure. I'll say it. Hope arrives at Thomas's and he's quite comforting. Okay. He was quite comforting.
Yeah, he was.
But he did try to be the voice of reason. And he really was like, Hope, I know you. I know you love Liam. I know how this goes. Like, I know that this is like, you're overreacting. Everyone's overreacting. Liam's going to calm down. Like, he was trying to be the voice of reason.
Right. And let me say all that I said a few minutes earlier. Like I said, that was what I was feeling in those moments. I thought, you know, he could have done more to push that kiss away in Rome and
right,
you know, whatever. But I was trying not to spoil what's happening here in this moment. But right. Now I'm going to say it. In this moment, he did a really good job for a while. He really, really, like Amanda was saying, pushed, you know, was like, look, this isn't, you know, you're going to want, you know, Liam is just overreacting. You guys can work it out. He was really pushing that, you know, that it was going to be okay and, you know, whatever. So I was impressed with that. I was like, okay, he's not trying to necessarily take advantage of what's happening right now. He was trying to tell her, you should go, you know, you and Liam need to work this out. You need to talk about it. So I was impressed with that.
Yeah, me too. Big time. And he was trying to be the voice of reason, but Hope didn't want a voice of reason. She didn't go there for a voice of reason. She wanted ... She wasn't there to be reasoned with.
She was trying to work out her, you could tell she's trying to work out her confused feeling. Like, she was explaining to Thomas, I don't understand what is happening. She's like, I do love Liam. She's like, but you know, and she just basically was telling him, I can't stop whatever is happening between us. I can't stop these feelings that I'm having. It's because she was trying to talk it out, is what it seemed like. Like, she was trying to make sense of what was going on. And she did express to him about how when Liam turned to Steffi, when that's the first place he turned, that she can't, you know, that was devastating for her. Like, it's sort of the unspoken little thing always between them, but it's always there. And she was expressing that to Thomas about how it's something that always hangs between them. And as she's explaining and as she's working through these feelings, you get a more sense of what she's been going through, you know?
Yeah, very much. So, all right. So she tells Thomas that Liam asked for a divorce. And exactly what you just said is the whole Steffi thing. It like really has thrown her for a loop. And he's trying to not give in to her, but this is his dream. Like, right. He's always wanted to be with Hope. Always. So like, I don't blame him. I would have gave in too. If I was him, I would have gave in too. And then on top of it, just to make a point, she took her wedding rings off.
Yeah, well,
and put them on the table.
That's what I was going to say. I was super proud because, you know, they're having this very intimate conversation and she's getting closer and closer and she's telling him how much she's like, you know, they start kissing. Like she grabs him up again and they start kissing. And he does stop her. He stopped her. And he said, you know what? I just can't. He's like, I can't do this. He's like, you are married. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the reason, you know, or whatever it was he said. But he did put the brakes on. And I was like, yes. And then she made the point to almost like, you know, she was making her choice right there in that moment.
Yeah, that's how it seemed to me.
She walked away from him and she looked at him dead in the eyes and she pulled off those rings and sat on the table. And in that moment, she was like, well, I'm not going to be married. I'm not married now. I'm putting that part of aside. That part's done. And disclaimer, not that I'm approve. Okay. Cheating is bad.
Well, disclaimer, I totally agree with like, Liam asked for a divorce. He left her. I have no problem with what she did. None whatsoever. I don't consider it cheating. He kissed Steffi twice and then didn't tell her. And he left her and said he wants a divorce. I'm completely fine with what she did. I love it, actually, because I've been dying to see the Brooke side of Hope. Because I've always thought there's a little Brooke in there somewhere. There has to be a little Brooke in there somewhere. So I love the storyline. I just don't know about the fallout. I feel like the fallout could be bad.
The fallout is going to be, you better take cover in the bomb shelter because it's going to be bad. I'm trying to picture all the ramifications of this.
It's going to be crazy. But you know what? I loved all of this. So she takes the rings off. She puts them down. She grabs his hand because I love that she took charge. I don't mind taking charge if necessary. So she grabs his hand and she drug him up the stairs. Like she grabbed his hand. She took off running up those stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. She made that choice and she was all in. She's like, let's go, bud. And
yeah,
it was
hot.
I'm not going to lie. It was hot.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
They ended up in the bed together. It was hot.
Long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn, are they going to come up for air? Shoot. Mm-mm. I mean, we're talking days.
Yeah, they did it multiple times, guys.
I hope they order some like Uber Eats or something. They going to fall down, pass out. I don't know.
That's funny. I mean, I get it. The anticipation. Ooh, it was so hot. And then I was like, wow, bravo, B&B, because it was realistic. She was like, ooh, scratching him. Did you see the scratches? And yeah. She licked him. I was like, oh, this is realistic. This is so realistic. I was like, damn.
Yep. Something.
And then. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say something was unleashed. And in fact, she even talked about every, you know, it was like, she feels that like something was just freed in her, you know, like she's been trying all, like she feels like she's always been in this box and in this certain, you know, everyone's perception of her is this, and she's always tried to be that. And then now she's just doing what she just throwing caution to the wind and doing what she wants. And she just is like, I mean, she just like unleashed something she's never expressed or experienced before. And she was going all in.
I got the biggest kick out of their bedroom talk. I got the biggest kick out of their, because she did not hold back. And I'm going to tell you, to piggyback off of what you said, I totally get this. So she can be herself with Thomas. There's no judgment. She's completely comfortable. She can be herself. Her goofy or aggressive.
Okay.
She can be completely herself with him and not feel judged. With Liam, she always has to be a certain way. She's always expected to be like this, this way, because that's what he expects her to be. That's what everyone expects her to be. You're exactly right. Like in this box. And with Liam, she always makes sure that she is that, right? Because that's what he wants. That's what he expects. But with Thomas, she could just throw caution to the wind. She could just be herself for once in her life. And she's like, oh, I didn't know that it could be like this. And oh my gosh, this got me. She said, I was like, B&B, I love it. You guys get so much credit for this. All right. She said that she was very pleased with Thomas's skills. That is what she said. It may not have been those exact words, but that is what she meant. She said she's never felt like this before. And how can this be wrong or a mistake when it feels so right? Then she said, Liam may be this or that or this or that. She's like, but the most important thing is, Thomas, you're faithful. And then she said, maybe I am losing it, but I just can't stop wanting you, boy. She didn't say boy. I added the boy. I added the boy. And I put, it happens to the best of us, girls. She was like, I just can't stop wanting you. And his face was like, whoa. Because all of this stuff is like exactly what he's always wanted her to say to him.
Right. Yeah. Well, she doesn't seem, and I got to tell you, she seems very, well, it's hard to say because I don't want to get ahead.
All right. We'll just move on. Deacon goes to see Sheila.
Oh, gosh.
They're still in love.
Those two. I always am going to have to say it. I mean, why do I love them together? It's like,
I know, right? They're such a good couple.
For like multiple crimes. And why do I still root for her?
I know. It's insane. It's like, it's like we have Stockholm. Is it Stockholm syndrome?
Something.
We're attached to the bad lady. We can't help it. Oh my
gosh. It's like, I kid you not. While they were doing their little thing,
reminiscing,
like, she was so into him, like, and so like different with him, like vulnerable with him. And she obviously is like goo goo eyed for her. But I was literally sitting there thinking, I wonder how she could get out of jail. Like, wonder how, what could they do? Like, if they, maybe there could be a technique. I'm over here scheming, trying to get Sheila out of prison.
I know. I'm like, how can we break her out and not get in trouble doing it?
It's like, oh my gosh, I'm over here plotting how to get Sheila out of prison.
I know. I know. I've been trying to think. Okay, here's y'all's. Okay, I got it. This is y'all's homework. I need you to get in touch with us with ideas of how we could get Sheila out. It's hashtag free Sheila. Send us an email, go on our socials, Instagram, whatever, get in touch and let me know how can we free Sheila.
Yeah. Hey, I have an idea. Do you want an idea?
Sure.
Okay. No, they could put her in like a community work program and she could work at El Jardino.
Problem solved. Problem solved. There you go. Jill just solved it. There you go, B&B. Problem solved. That's a good idea. I don't know if they put murderers in community service programs.
Attempted murder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Attempted murder.
Alleged. Hasn't gone to trial yet.
So, okay. I am loving RJ. He is adorable. He's adorable and I love him. Okay. So I'm sure he's going to break my heart and do something totally ridiculous. I'm sure it's going to come up. So RJ goes to Spencer and he's like, interrupts Wyatt and Liam's conversation. And he's like, look, Hope is so distraught. You have to take her back. You have to take her back. Like, she is devastated. And I could not help myself. I started laughing so hard because she's over there. Not being devastated. Okay. I mean, oh my God, I'm trying to say this without getting in trouble. She's over there.
Oh, I think she was being devastated. Just not in the sense of that RJ was talking about.
She was over there, right? Enjoying herself. While RJ's over here saying she is devastated. She's at home crying her eyes out. Liam, you have to take her back. I was dying. Like, I couldn't.
Look, I'm totally in the same boat. I was dying. I was laughing. Because they would show a clip of RJ and Wyatt. And then the next scene would be her hot and heavy with Thomas. And I'd be like, now might not be a good time, Liam.
You know what? Now might not be the best time to go over and forgive.
Well, honestly, I was what I thought might. Because they kept saying, like, this was over a couple of days, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They kept saying, you need to go talk to her now before it's too late. You need to go talk to her now. And I kept thinking, he's going to go looking for her. That I really did. I thought that's where they were going. I was like, he's going to give in and he's going to go looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's going to lead him to Thomas's or something. I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to go down. I was having heart palpitations every time somebody would say, you need to go see her right now. I'm like, no,
maybe no. Not right now. At this second, maybe not right at this second.
But oh, bless his heart, though. He was trying. He was really trying to convince Liam.
As sweet as RJ is, I don't think that he got through to Liam. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Now, let's set up the good part. We're getting to the final stretch, guys. What do they call it? The home stretch? We're getting to the home stretch. Brooke has a conversation with Ridge, and she's all like, you know what? Thomas has been doing so good, so good. I think I should go tell him how much I appreciate how much effort that he's been putting in to being a good guy. Because you know what? He did not initiate that kiss. Hope did. All right. So you know what? I'm going to be a good stepmother and I'm going to go over there and talk to him.
Yeah. I was like, excuse me, Brooke, maybe call before you head over.
maybe text, call,
something.
So I loved it because it was so dramatic, right? So she gets to the door and there's like dramatic music, right? She gets to the door. She knocks. They don't hear it.
We're going to put y'all on a cliffhanger, okay, right now, as to what happens.
Okay, Taylor goes to see Ridge because she's worried. She thinks that the kiss is going to derail Thomas, which is a definite possibility.
Right.
I feel like she's not wrong, that it's only a matter of time. Because, I don't know. I feel like his crazy didn't just go away. Right. Like, I mean, it didn't just one day he's unstable and the next day he's completely fine. And we're all just supposed to forgive everything he did and be like, oh, OK, he's normal now. Cool.
Well, I mean, I get her concerns.
I'm not sure
how it's going to play out. But I mean, it's got to have some kind of effect on Thomas. I mean,
of course,
big time. But something I didn't like, Taylor and Ridge. We're having a conversation. You know, they're having that conversation. Well, once again, they're coming way too close together. They're way too close together. And it just goes back to the same old song and dance. Like,
right.
I think even the name of the episode where this conversation happened is called History Repeats Itself.
Yeah.
I mean, their conversation, you know, it turns into, you know, well, we're always going to support our kids and, you know, we're always going to be there for them. And it becomes this a little more intimate thing. And she's looking at him with her, you know,
googly eyes.
Taylor,
that's what I call it.
The little shoulder twist, you know what I'm talking about? The little shoulder twist and the, you know, and he's way too like into that, you know, and I'm like, oh, God. So it starts again. Like, here we go. Like, we're going to go down this path again. Are they going to do all this flirty? And then it's, you know, anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I mean, it wasn't a huge thing, but it was just something I noticed.
Right.
I feel like it may be a nugget of what we're going to start seeing over again.
I hope not.
Especially now with this whole deal, you know, this fallout from Thomas and Hope.
Right.
Is going to, you know, it's going to cause some kind of conflict between Brooke and Rick.
Yeah. I hope not. That's what I said earlier. I really hope not.
But I feel like it's, even if Brooke feels like, okay, even though she does believe that it was Hope who initiated everything and whatever, I think she's like us in that she wants to believe that he's doing better for his sake, for everybody's sake, for Ridge's sake. But I don't think deep down she really feels, I think she's always going to be, you know, sleeping with the one eye open.
Yeah.
As far as Thomas is concerned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's always going to be some kind of not exactly meshing.
Tension.
Right. And there's always going to be that little bit of tension. So I don't know. Anyway, that was just, I wanted to throw in that little thing that I noticed between those two. She was shocked when Ridge told her that Brooke was on her way to go talk to Thomas and to tell him how she's being supportive of him. And, you know,
the whole point of the conversation, the whole point of it is Taylor's worried about Thomas. And she's also saying, I trust Thomas, because Ridge is like, wait, I thought you said Thomas is doing better and you trust him. And she's like, I didn't say that. I said, I trust Thomas. I don't trust Hope. And then Ridge's response was, I think everyone's overreacting. It was one little kiss. It should blow over and be done and not even affect anything. It was a tiny little kiss. How many times has that happened in our messed up relationship? Is basically what he was, you know, he didn't say those words, but he's like, I mean, come on. It was one kiss. So like, he's not realizing the scope of it.
Right. Well, who could? Oh my gosh. I'm going to need my hazmat suit. I can't even imagine. People are going to freak. Oh my gosh. I just had a flash of like a bunch of people in my mind. And it was like, oh my, they're going to freak.
Yeah. Everyone's going to freak out for sure. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. So there's two things going on at the same time. And we're at the end, guys. We've made it to the end. There's two things going on at once. So over at Spencer, you have Wyatt and Liam having a conversation. And the reason that this is important to mention is because Liam finally tells Wyatt everything. Like, he finally admits the whole Steffi part of it, because he's told Wyatt every single thing, but neglected to put in all the bad stuff he did, like kissing Steffi and then going to her house again and kissing her. Like, he just left all that out. So he finally is telling Wyatt all of this, and Wyatt's reaction, it was priceless. I loved it. His reaction was our reaction. That's why I loved it so much. He was like, oh my God, no, 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 no. He was like, we're not doing this again. We're not going down this road again. We're not, Liam, we are not doing this again. And I was like, yeah!
Yeah, it was good.
That's exactly what we're all thinking. Like, yeah. Oh, dear God, we're not going down this road again, are we?
Yeah. And you could almost see the look of like, oh, like, you left that part out. Yeah. But Liam was, and you know, did you notice the way he said it? He knows it's wrong. He knows it was wrong.
Oh, yeah. He said, I messed up.
Yeah. Like, but coming to, I was like, I was thinking, okay, he's saying it out loud now. Mm-hmm. He's saying it out loud to Wyatt. And now he's getting, now his wheels are going to turn, right? Like, now he's going to be like, hey, wait a minute. You know, I did the same thing. Like, I went and kissed somebody. Like, hello, how can you be Mr. Judgy Pants when you went straight to, you know?
Right.
Which he did, in a, you know, sort of. Not in those exact words, but, you know.
Yeah, he was like, why, what? Yeah. He was like, why, what? He's like, why, you're just, oh my God. He's like, you're making this even more complicated.
Right. Oh yeah, even more to the point, he was like, you know, is this what's keeping you from being able to forgive Hope? Like, is it not just that Hope kissed somebody else? Like, there's that aspect. He's like, but is this that you kissed Steffi? Is that what's really holding you back from forgiving Hope? Because I you know, I guess he's trying to indicate, are you having feelings again? Like, are you wanting Steffi? Like, what is happening? You know? And of course, Liam says, you know, he knows it was wrong. He's never going to do it again. It never happened. You know, I mean, it'll never happen again. And he has respect for Steffi and for Finn. And
if that was true, why is he kissing Steffi? If that was true, why would he be kissing Steffi?
Exactly. What are you even in this predicament for in the first place? Like,
okay, guys, we've made it to the end. We've covered 3 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks and a day, maybe. But we've made it to the end. And this was the most amazing thing. So it's all dramatic. Okay, there's dramatic music. It's dramatic. Hope and Thomas are getting it on. Okay? They are having a marathon upstairs. And I approve. Brooke arrives and she knocks. Well, they're so into it, they don't hear it. Hope's up there like, I never felt this way before, right? She's up there like, oh my God, it's the best sex ever, right? The door, I guess the door wasn't latched good because it opens.
Right.
Okay, if you're going to go have wild sex, at least latch the door, okay? How about just lock it, all right? Carter locks his door normally.
He didn't have time to think about no door. She grabbed, snatched his hand up and rushed him right up them stairs.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. She didn't really give him a chance to check anything.
Well, she didn't give him a chance to check his, like, take a breath strip, a lifesaver mint, something. Nope. Mm-mm.
So the thing is, all right, so there's dramatic music. The door opens. Brooke notices Hope's purse, then her keys, then her rings. And when she sees the rings, she like one of those laser pointers, she like lasers in on the ring. She's like, what in the hell? So then she's like, oh no, uh-uh. She races up the stairs and she opens the door. I swear I laughed so hard. She opens the door. And she's like, oh, Hope, what on earth are you doing? And I was like, straight to my TV, I said, hello, she's doing Thomas? Do you not have eyes? What do you mean? What kind of question is that? And they're like, oh, they jump up, you know, like they sit up in the bed and they're all like, oh, no.
Oh. They got busted by mama.
Mm-hmm. Brooke. Busted by mama.
Cold busted. Oh, no.
I was laughing so hard. I was like, don't pretend like you don't know what she's doing. Yeah, that cracked me up, though. That really cracked me up. And Brooke was like shook. So she's like, Hope says, Mom, what are you doing here? And Brooke goes, no. What are you doing here? And I was like, oh, this is about to get bad. Okay. Here's the problem. One of the reasons that Hope is rebelling is because everyone always tries to tell Hope what she can and can't do. Everyone always puts her in a box. They always try to tell her, you can't do that. Like, you, what are you doing? Like, and so that's one of the reasons she's rebelling. One of the first things Brooke is telling her, you can't do this. This is not you. You don't belong with Thomas. You belong with Liam. What are you doing? It's like, maybe she's changed. Sometimes people change. Sometimes people change. Sometimes they grow apart. Like, that. I feel like they're always doing that. No one's telling Steffi what to do. Why do they all feel like they can tell Hope what to do?
Right.
Like, she wants to be able to be her own person and make her own decisions. And it's just, it's frustrating to her. And she's always telling Liam that. Like, I'm a grown woman. Let me make my own decision.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I loved this interaction with Brooke.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great.
So much good content. So much good. Really gave a look into what is going on with Hope and mm-hmm. how she's feeling. Again, just her working out what is happening, you know?
Yeah.
It was good. And her points were great.
Yeah, her points were great. I wrote some of them.
Yeah. You'll have to refresh my memory. Because there were so many good parts. It's like it was just such a good scene.
It was very emotional. So at first, Brooke is like, this is not going to happen. You're going home to Liam. This is not going to happen. Get up. You're not going to be with Thomas. This is ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. And Hope's like, stop. She says something really mean, but then she says, like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to hurt you. But she's like, I don't want to live like you do. I don't want to share Liam. I don't want to be with a guy that I only have half of his heart. She's like, I'm not trying to be mean, Mom. But Liam doesn't just love me. He loves Steffi too. And I want someone to be just for me. Like, they only want me. And there's no one else rattling around in the back of their mind that as soon as something happens, they run to her.
Right.
And Brooke is listening intently, but she's still like pushing.
Yeah.
Like, this is, but you love Liam. You've always loved Liam your whole life. Like, this is crazy. Like, what are you doing? And finally, Hope just puts her foot down. I was so impressed and so proud of Hope, because she rarely does this, but she did. She put her foot down and she was like, look, I'm going to be with Thomas. Okay. I'm going to be with someone who only wants me. And I'm tired, so tired of living with a man who has divided feelings. And I was like, preach, girl. Mm-hmm. And she tells Brooke, and I would like you to keep this to yourself until I figure out my next move. And I was like, dang, you're laying down the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brooke tries to say, but Steffi's married to Finn. Like, that, I don't understand how this is an issue. And I think Hope probably said, well, he ran right to her or something to that effect. I don't remember exactly. But like, that did come up where she was like, but I don't understand how Steffi's a problem. She's married to Finn.
Yeah. And Hope said something like, well, when has that ever stopped anyone?
True. Right? True.
Yeah, they were just, I thought her points of, you know, she told Brooke, you know, you don't want me to repeat your mistakes. You keep telling me you don't want me to make the same mistakes you've made. She's like, right. Well, that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to live with someone who loves me and someone else.
Right.
You know, and it was just.
It was a powerful scene.
You know, and she said, you know, and Hope said, you know, this because, you know, Brooke was making the point. Well, he doesn't love. I mean, you know, he doesn't love Steffi. You know, they're friends, but he doesn't love her. He's with you. And, you know, and she's like, no, no. She's like, she made a good point of that. This is always there. Like, she may not be at the forefront of our marriage, but she's always in the background. I thought that was such a good point, was that this, to me at first, it was like, this is so random. Like, I thought Hope and Liam were like the couple, you know?
Yeah.
But apparently for a long time behind the scenes, they've had conflict over Steffi, you know, like all there's always that, like we said, there's always that tension.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is their marriage wasn't all that perfect that we on the outside looking in think, oh, it's
right.
Perfect. You know, oh, they're meant to be together. And it's, you know, this amazing love story, you know, and to some degree, maybe, but apparently, I mean, maybe not so much, you know,
definitely not so much,
obviously not so much. So but it made me realize that this wasn't necessarily just sudden. It just so happens Thomas is the catalyst that pushes because of Hope's feelings for him, sort of the nudge that she, you know, you're going along fine. You're doing your day to day. Everybody's getting along good enough.
Right.
We're not rocking the boat. So you go along comfortably.
Yeah, of course. And they've been together a really long time too.
Right. And then her feelings for Thomas start. And it's starting to shake things up, you know. Right. So anyway, you know, just a long way to get to my point was that for this to be so easy to walk out on, something's been brewing a long time.
Yep.
You know, if it's so easy for Liam, and I think she might have said it, that Hope might have said something to that effect.
It's
so easy for him to just forget the marriage, want a divorce. Period. That's all. No discussion. No. And for her to slip into some other man's arms, there's been trouble. You know, you don't just easily walk away unless there's something going on, you know?
And so, something else that she said that really stuck in my head was Brooke kept saying like, oh, Liam loves you. He's just, you know, upset, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I'm not the one. Because she kept saying, you got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your marriage. And Hope says, Mom, I'm not the one who gave up on it. He went straight to Steffi's. He told me he wants a divorce more than once. Like, I'm not the one who gave up on my marriage. He is.
Right. Right.
And I'm just done. Like, I'm done. I'm tired. I want to be with Thomas, basically.
Right. It was so cute, though. It was almost like the defiant little girl, you know?
It was.
It's like at the very end, she was like, you know, I'm going to be with a man who wants me and only me. And she turns around, walks over and sits beside Thomas on the bed, crosses her legs and puts her hand on his leg and sort of was like, now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at her. You can get restricted for talking to your mommy like that. Very defiant, you know. She walked right over, sat by Thomas, and put her hand right on his knee. She was like, now, say something. You know,
I've always found it so frustrating. The way everyone treats Steffi is completely different than the way everyone treats Hope. And I've always found that so frustrating. Like, Hope is a strong woman too. She's just strong in a different way. It's okay to be sensitive and sweet and a nice person, right? But you can also be those things and still be a badass woman too. Like, I hate the way that they treat Hope. They always underestimate her and they don't treat Steffi like that. And it is frustrating. I can see why she's frustrated.
Yeah.
And Thomas doesn't do that. He just lets her be her. whatever. If she's in a bad mood, then he lets her be in a bad mood. If she's in a great mood, then he lets her be in a great mood. He just lets her be her. And he never says like, oh, Hope, that's out of character. You don't say that. You don't do that.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see the appeal. And I mean, come on. He's super hot.
Yep.
Like,
well, I knew we were in trouble when he had on the jacket.
Hoodie. Yeah.
With no shirt on under it.
Oh, yeah.
When he had that outfit on.
Yeah.
And Hope showed up. I was like, oh, this is about to go down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He had on his hoodie with no shirt under it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unzipped a little. And I was like, So that's it. That's all of it. We covered 3 weeks of crazy soap.
And it's been a wild one. Oh my gosh.
Bold is definitely being bold.
Yes.
Candace said, I thought they were going to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, warning people. That's how hot that sex scene was. That cracked me up.
Yep. There was,
Bravo. Bravo to Matt and Annika, because that was really, really intense scenes. All of it, even the sex, the talking, the bedroom talk, like the whole thing was really intense scenes.
Right. Well, so now let's just see what happens. Do you think Brooke will keep it to herself? How long do you think Brooke will keep it to herself?
She will, but not from Ridge. When Brooke is with Ridge, she usually tells him everything. Now, a few times she keeps a secret and then they break up. That breaks them up. But most of the time when it involves their kids, she does tell Ridge. So I think it's a possibility she might tell Ridge. But I don't think, she's a loyal mom. She's not going to tell anyone else. She's not going to like go out her daughter. But she probably will tell Ridge.
Right. Well, I guess really that's what I would
Or say. Her sisters. Because she does tell her sisters everything, too, usually.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of the episode. Don't forget to get in touch with us. Let us know what you guys think. We're dying to know. And don't forget about your homework. We need to hashtag free Sheila. So I need all ideas, okay? I'm willing to risk jail time to get her out, okay, guys? Like, we have to get her out, all right? I'm willing to break a few laws, tell a few lies. We need her out, all right? So let us know how we can release the beast. You can get in touch with us on all the socials at The Bold and Beautiful Podcast. You can get in touch with me personally at ARUS360 on all the socials. And we hope you guys have a great week. Until next time, bye guys.
Bye everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.